Jeremy Frecking, Executive Director for the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, as well as the South Dakota Soybean Association.
You have recently, well, the South Dakota Soybean Council and Association has recently hosted a couple of trade teams. Tell me about this, and especially about the latest one that came from the Philippines.
In the first week of October, South Dakota soybean farmers hosted a delegation of about 24 foreign customers from the Philippines. And earlier in September, South Dakota soybean farmers hosted a trade team from China, Indonesia, and Singapore. And the purpose of these harvest trade visits is for them to come out and spend some time with our South Dakota soybean farmers during harvest. And we do this for a number of reasons. First of all, the Pacific Rim is a very large customer for not only U.S. soybeans, but U.S. soybean meal. And so naturally, they're curious about how the crop is looking this year. What is the crude protein? What is the oil content? And what is the overall quality of this year's soybean crop? And so this year, it was very interesting for them to find out that despite the drought that we had here in the upper Midwest and across much of the soybean belt, we still have a very quality product for soybeans here in South Dakota this year. Secondly, many of our overseas buyers, Tom, in the Pacific Rim region, they place a very high priority on establishing relationships with the people that they do business with. So it's no different than good business practices here in the United States as it is overseas. People like to do business eyeball to eyeball, and they like to get to understand the origins of the soybean products they are purchasing.
What do you think was accomplished with these with the two recent visits that took place?
Well, I think, for me, it's kind of fun to set up these harvest tours and these farm visits where you'll see people from China and the Philippines actually riding in the combines with our soybean farmers, asking questions. And they also will come out and they'll grab a one-quart sample of soybeans, and then they'll take them back to the labs and do analysis on it for crude protein and oil content. And U.S. has some of the highest quality soybeans in the world. And so for us, we welcome them to our farms. And it's very important for them to see the entire process from farm to elevator and then eventually to the ports in the Pacific Northwest where a lot of their product comes from. Here in South Dakota, we export 60% of the soybeans raised in this state. And so it's very useful for them to see where their product is exactly coming from and to have a relationship with those farmers.
Some say that as we go northward and westward in the geography in which soybeans are planted there, sometimes tends to be problems or challenges getting enough protein, enough oil in those soybeans. What do they say about that, and how do you overcome that?
Well, it is true that our friends to the south, specifically in South America, they do have a higher crude protein percentage. And so that is something that is very important to our overseas customers in the Pacific Rim region. However, we are engaging in dialogues with our customers overseas, and we're having discussions with them about what really constitutes a quality soybean product, because after all, crude protein is nothing more than nitrogen, and we all know that the building blocks for protein and building muscle in pork and poultry is not nitrogen, but it's amino acids. And so here in the upper Midwest, specifically in South Dakota, we have a very attractive amino acid profile, and that is something that our customers are wanting to learn a lot more about. But also, they know we have good quality product here in South Dakota. Our crude protein on soybeans will run above 34%, and our oil content will run 19.5% to 20%. Whereas in China, for example, the soybeans that they raise in China will only have an oil content of 16.5%. So definitely, the quality of the U.S.-grown product is much higher than, say, in China.
Specifically for South Dakota, what would you say the selling points are? What are you trying to communicate with those teams who come to visit South Dakota?
Well, first of all, that South Dakota is a rising major player in the United States when it comes to soybean production. First of all, 20 years ago, Tom, we were raising 1.95 million acres of soybeans. This year alone, estimates by USDA show that 4.6 million acres were planted to soybeans in South Dakota. So number one, we are, because of technology, because of the expansion of the soybean belt and the high demand for our product, South Dakota has become now the eighth largest soybean producing state in the country. And so, again, by investing some checkoff dollars to help bring our customers here to South Dakota to spend some time with our farmers during harvest, we are able to reinforce that we have some of the highest quality and most affordable soybean products raised anywhere in the world.
What do you think South Dakota growers will get from this? In other words, is there a direct economic benefit that they're going to see as a result of these visits?
I think what they can realize is continued developed relationships with these countries in the Pacific Rim. For example, the Philippine mission, trade mission that was out here for harvest, they represent the largest U.S. soybean meal customer across the water, meaning Mexico and Canada are the largest, but the Philippines is not too far behind. But then there's also markets just to the west of countries like the Philippines, such as Vietnam, where we don't have a whole lot of business from U.S. soybean meal in Vietnam, for example. And so what we've learned is the Philippines, we used to have no market share, and now the Philippines is buying almost exclusively all U.S. soybean meal. So I think what we've learned is we need to continue growing these relationships with our established customers, but also looking to other countries such as Vietnam and try to penetrate that market even further and get more of our U.S. product overseas. And the benefit, of course, for our farmers is a higher demand for their product, which hopefully should result in good commodity prices.
Either before they leave or perhaps follow up after they've gone home, do you get a sense of what these foreign teams, what they're getting out of this and the impression that they have of South Dakota soybeans, South Dakota growers, South Dakota supply?
Couple of things. Number one, I mentioned that they do always collect harvest samples when they're here. And so after harvest season is complete, I get a full and detailed report about what the protein and oil content were for each of the farms that they visited. So number one, we'll get a good data analysis of perhaps what their opinions were of the trip. But number two, and I think this is the most important thing, Tom, is while they're here for the harvest visits, we will also have some group dinners, and we will bring in many soybean farmers to sit amongst the trade teams. And really, that's when, in my opinion, the majority of U.S. soybeans are sold, when people get to sit down and have a meal together and then have an exchange of information, and South Dakota soybean farmers answer questions that our customers have about our product, about their operation, and about the way that they raise their soybeans. And so you can't emphasize enough just how important that is in the total process of exporting South Dakota soybeans.
So there again, the importance of those relationships in doing business with these countries.
Absolutely, and being hands-on and seeing the crops grow in the field and watching them being harvested, and also following those soybeans then to the elevator and learning a little bit about how our elevator system works here in South Dakota to get that product out to the Pacific Northwest where it will be exported. So relationships, being hands-on, and seeing exactly how this product is grown, harvested, and eventually exported.
I would imagine that also contributes to the South Dakota soybean growers' awareness of what happens beyond the elevator.
Absolutely correct, Tom. You know, we know who soybeans' biggest customer is. It's the livestock industry. First of all, 98% of all soybean meal utilized in the United States goes towards feeding livestock. And then also overseas as well. However, with the emergence of global aquaculture and fish farming, fish meal supply worldwide is much lower. It's high in demand, and it's costly and expensive. And so more and more worldwide soybean meal is being used in higher rations for fish diets, up to 35%. And so it's really exciting to have so much of our soybean product grown right here in South Dakota go towards feeding the world. We just really appreciate the opportunity that we have anytime we bring a trade team from overseas. And we really embrace and want to thank all of our soybean farmers who graciously open up their fields and are willing to spend some time with our overseas customers, because, again, we would not be as successful as we are with our export markets if it weren't for the dedication of our soybean farmers taking time out of their busy harvest season and spend some time with these very important customers.
Do you have to be proactive in getting these groups to visit farmers in South Dakota? How does that take place?
The South Dakota Soybean Checkoff each year sets aside a certain dollar amount. And what we do is we actually fund these trade teams coming to South Dakota. And so this isn't by accident that these trade teams are coming to our state. This is part of our international marketing initiatives, which is governed by the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Board of Directors. And they get the big picture, and they understand how important it is to not only promote our product here in the U.S., but specifically South Dakota product. And so this has been many years now that we've been conducting these international marketing activities, and I'd say it's money well spent because it's obviously paying off with increased soybean exports.